Tonight on the Worldview Report, new footage at the border shows thousands of illegals lining up to get into the U.S. in time for Christmas. Could Donald Trump be considering Nikki Haley as his vice presidential running mate? His son, Don Jr., says that's unlikely to happen and explains why. The nations of the world agree at COP28 to place new restrictions on your use of energy fueled by so-called fossil fuels. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Shocking new video shows hundreds of migrants crossing the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass, Texas. They have encountered more than 3,000 illegal aliens in just the last couple of days. It's one of the many border area cities overwhelmed by the flood of illegal immigrants. The city claims they're encountering nearly 1,000 migrants each day, with most of them being released. That's according to KATV. Watch this video. Christmas crush at the border comes as Border Patrol chiefs say there's a, quote, new phenomenon, end quote, of migrants turning themselves in and not avoiding arrest because they know they will be released under Biden's policies. The stunning admission by several chiefs of several border sectors was revealed during testimony before the House Homeland Security Committee. The committee, led by top Republican Mark Green, is actively probing Secretary Mayorkas and his role in perpetrating the ongoing border crisis. There's been a lot of talk lately on my show and others about the globalist elites and their use of Hollywood for predictive programming. Predictive programming, that is where the elites send messages out to the masses about their strategic plans to bring about a new world order, a great reset, or build it back better, which means they have to burn it down first, whatever you want to call it. Well, the Obamas, that'd be Barack and Michelle, they have a film production company that recently came out with a new movie with, well, hugely predictive elements about a coming cyber attack and collapse of American society. It's been causing quite a stir since it was released nearly 1 week ago. Here is but another film that is in the works that might even be more predictive. It's called Civil War, and the first trailer for the upcoming movie, produced by A24, has just been released. The film depicts journalists navigating a war-torn America. Watch this.
19 states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The three-term president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything on.
Are you guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America?
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Citizens of America,
the so-called Western forces of Texas and California
have suffered a very great defeat at the hands of the United States military.
Mr. President, do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens?
We're moving to D.C. today.
We need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol. Every instinct in me says this is death.
What if...
Every time I survived the war zone, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here.
What?
Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you? You don't know?
The Western forces will reach the White House on July 4th.
Oh, my God.
Get in the car! Get in the car! Move, move, move!
You're gonna hang back.
I'm not hanging back.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Go, 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 go!
God bless America.
There's been some rumors that Donald Trump might be considering Nikki Haley as his running mate in the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump Jr. says he doesn't see that happening because Haley has positioned herself as the candidate of the globalist and never-ending wars. Watch this.
Listen, I wouldn't have her. I would go to great lengths to make sure that that doesn't happen. Nikki Haley wants never-ending wars. She's a puppet of the establishment in Washington, D.C. She's the new favored candidate of the billionaire class because they want control. No different than academia and Harvard and using, you know, their billions to exercise influence. They want someone they control. Ron DeSantis has proven that he doesn't have what it takes to be on that stage. He's embarrassed himself that way. She's now the preferred candidate. No, I would not want Nikki
Fox
Haley
seems
to be
like
there.
Her,
all we'd get from her is never-ending wars. And by the way, all you'd get is her, a team trying to destroy Donald Trump from within forever. The second she ever got that, you know, anointment, it would be a disaster of epic proportion. So I would hope that that never is on the table, and I don't think it is.
Alex Newman of the Liberty Sentinel reports that governments around the world agreed at the COP28 climate conference to adopt a global transition away from so-called fossil fuels, placing greater restrictions on the use of coal, oil, and gas. They also approved a new slush fund to compensate the governments of poorer nations for alleged damages caused by CO2 emissions from wealthier countries. This is what you call global redistribution of wealth. The outcome, well, it follows 2 weeks of negotiations at the COP28 United Nations Climate Summit held in the oil-rich United Arab Emirates. The deal, adopted by a consensus of nearly 200 governments in attendance, is being framed by the United Nations and their officials as a turning point for the world. Critics, however, are sounding the alarm, saying the agreement and the broader process threaten both prosperity and liberty, while doing, well, little to nothing for the environment. In fact, Climate Depot editor Mark Morano, who is a former U.S. Senate aide who's long worked on climate policy, said Republican leaders in Congress must push back against the agenda. He told the Epoch Times, quote, "This is Soviet-style central planning that simply must be stopped," end quote. He said all Republicans, from the leaders on down, quote, "need to get to work stopping this anti-human agenda," end quote. The Washington Free Beacon reports that Joe Biden's nominee for a federal appellate court served on the board of a Muslim group that has blamed Israel for provoking Hamas's terrorist attack, and he hosted at an event with a convicted terrorist fundraiser on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Abdil Abdullah Magni, Biden's nominee for the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, served on the advisory board of Rutgers Law School's Center for Security, Race, and Rights from 2019 until earlier this year. During his time on the board, the think tank praised anti-Israel college students and marked the anniversary of the September 11th attacks with an event featuring a terrorist fundraiser. If confirmed, this will be the first Muslim to serve on a federal appellate court, a fact highlighted by Democrats at his confirmation hearing on Wednesday. Senator Robert Menendez, a Democrat of New Jersey, who faces federal bribery and foreign agent charges, called the nomination of a Muslim to the federal bench a, quote, milestone we should have reached many years ago, end quote. But Menendez's affiliation with a staunchly anti-Israel think tank, well, it could backfire. In 2021, the Center for Security, Race, and Rights hosted an event, as I've said, on the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. But what is specifically interesting is it featured Sami Al-Arin, a former professor who helped fund the terrorist group Palestinian Islamic Jihad. It promoted an event that was entitled Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, subtitled Globalized Palestinian Resistance to Israel's Settler Colonialism and Apartheid. This was hosted with the founder of Students for Justice in Palestine and an anti-Israel group that has pushed pro-Hamas rhetoric. Last year, the center held an event with the activist group Palestine Legal to provide, quote, legal strategy, end quote, to anti-Israel college students. An official from Palestine Legal has a history of praising Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran. That's what the Washington Free Beacon reported. The center has maintained its anti-Israel views in the wake of Hamas's October 7th terrorist attack. The think tank said that to condemn Hamas was to, quote, ignore over 75 years of colonial violence and the horrific consequences born out of these decades of oppression and attempted erasure, end quote. Manji, who left the center's board in June, downplayed his role with the organization during his confirmation hearing on Wednesday. He said he was unaware of the 9/11 anniversary event with the controversial individual, and he, quote, unequivocally condemns any terrorism and anybody associated with it, end quote. That's clearly taqiyya, the Quranic doctrine that encourages Muslims to lie if it furthers the cause of Islam. One America News Network reports that five elementary school-aged children were rushed to the hospital after they reportedly ingested fentanyl-laced gummy bears. On Tuesday, the Amherst County Sheriff's Office said that seven children at Central Elementary School in Virginia, quote, experienced a reaction to ingesting gummy bears, end quote, altogether while class was in session. Reports also highlighted school administrators immediately notified emergency services of the incident, and that five students who were in dire condition received medical attention as soon as medical personnel arrived. The sheriff's office stated, quote, of the seven students, five needed medical attention. Two of the students were transported by EMS, and three of the students were transported by their parents, end quote. Later, the sheriff's office tested the gummies, and the results showed that the seemingly innocent treats had tested positive for fentanyl. Authorities also stated that they, quote, confirmed that the bag was brought home by a student, end quote. The sheriff's office further stated, quote, we will work with the sheriff's office as they continue their investigation. The families of the students have been notified of the results. We will provide another update as more information becomes available. Meanwhile, in North Carolina, authorities said a traffic stop yielded so much fentanyl, it was enough to kill 27 million people, more than twice the state's population. According to Fox News, the Iredell County Sheriff's Office said its Interstate Criminal Enforcement Team, or ICE, conducted a traffic stop Sunday when they pulled over a 2014 Freightliner tractor trailer on Interstate 77. Inside the truck were two individuals, one 44 years old from Sunland Park, New Mexico, the other 33 years old, an alleged illegal alien from Mexico. Authorities said they were going from Charlotte, North Carolina to Philadelphia with a load of tile. The deputy's canine dog detected the presence of narcotics inside the vehicle. During a search, authorities uncovered 53.6 kilos, that's about 118 pounds, of suspected fentanyl, possibly mixed with cocaine. Money was also discovered in excess of $100,000. The sheriff said the estimated value of the drug was $30,000 per kilogram, which translates to a street value of approximately $3.75 million. 90% of the fentanyl coming into America through the U.S.-Mexico border is manufactured in China. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new six-piece My Towels for only $29.98, or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our six-piece towels for only $29.98, or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us once again. And thank you for your support. We are a viewer-supported broadcast. One of the ways you can support us is through our foundation. The other way is through supporting those that are the sponsors of the broadcast. But let me speak to you about our foundation. Right now, we're coming to the end of the year, and end-of-the-year giving is a huge part of our budget for the next year. So, please, don't forget about us in your end-of-the-year giving. If you make a contribution in excess of $250, we will send you a tax receipt by February 1st, 2024, that you can use for your taxes. You can make a contribution online at wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Our foundation exists for the primary purpose of training and equipping people to understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview, to apply the Christian worldview to the area of law, science, economics, history, family, social issues, education, religion, national security, and so many of the daily issues that we are confronted with. We also sponsor a Sunday night church service at 8 p.m. Central Time at worldviewtube.com. I have been teaching that Sunday night Bible study since 2015, and our foundation is the sponsor of that Sunday night service. Again, you'll find that on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time at worldviewtube.com. But again, if you'd like to support our foundation, which helps us push out news and information and Christian worldview training, then we appreciate your support. WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. Thank you. TechExplorer.com reports that clusters of lab-raised brain cells connected to a computer are capable of elementary speech recognition and math problems. Fing Gu, a bioengineer in the Department of Intelligent Systems Engineering at Indiana University, Bloomington, said his study is a major step in demonstrating how brain-inspired computer networks can advance artificial intelligence capabilities. He said his team grew bundles of specialized stem cells that developed into neurons, the main component of the brain. A typical brain consists of 86 billion neurons, each neuron connected to as many as 10,000 other neurons. The ball of neurons, known as an organoid created in his lab, is less than a nanometer wide. It was connected to an array of electrodes, which were connected to a circuit board, where machine learning algorithms decoded responses from the organoid. The researchers dubbed their creation BrainAware. After a brief training period, BrainAware was able to distinguish between the voices of eight subjects based on their varying pronunciation of vowels. The system achieved an accuracy rate of 78%. BrainAware was able to successfully predict a Hinnon map, a mathematical construct in the field of chaotic dynamics, and it did so with greater accuracy than an artificial network. Quote, this is a first demonstration of using brain organoids for computing, end quote. So said the scientist. Quote, it's exciting to see the possibilities of organoids for biocomputing in the future, end quote. A key advantage of biocomputing is its energy efficiency. Currently, artificial neural networks consume several million watts of energy a day. The human brain, on the other hand, requires only about 20 watts to function for one day. BioWare is, quote, a bridge between AI and organoids, end quote. So said Fing, quote, organoids are like mini brains, end quote. A future application for biocomputing systems is studying neurological diseases such as Alzheimer's. The potential to tap into cellular activity, well, it also opens the door to decoding brainwave activity during sleep and possibly recording dreams. Challenges remain. Among them will be the task of keeping organoids healthy and well-nourished, which is a 24/7 task. And there are other concerns as well. Quote, as the sophistication of these organoid systems increases, it is critical for the community to examine the myriad of neuroethical issues that surround biocomputing systems incorporating human neural tissue, end quote. That's what Mr. Fing said. The study was published in Nature Electronics. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Wednesday to formally authorize an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, allowing committee chairmen to compel interviews, obtain documents, and further their case that Joe improperly benefited from his son's foreign business dealings. The vote, well, it broke down right along party lines, with 221 Republicans in favor of the inquiry and about 212 Democrats against it. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, Republican of Minnesota, told the Post that the White House had forced Republicans to put the resolution up for a vote after, quote, blocking witnesses from testifying, end quote, withholding thousands of documents, end quote, including emails that Biden traded with his son and his son's business partners while he was vice president, which are held at the National Archives, quote, for the president, who says he's the most transparent president in the history of this country, he set a poor example, and he sure is stonewalling, end quote. So said Representative Ralph Norman, Republican of South Carolina. The first son popped up right outside the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday to chat with the press after skipping his closed-door deposition before the House Oversight Committee, potentially putting himself in a contempt of Congress position. Representative James Comer and Jim Jordan, they announced plans to hold Hunter Biden in contempt after refusing to comply with the subpoena for that closed-door deposition. Watch this.
Hang on one moment. We've been waiting to figure out what James Comer and Jim Jordan are going to do. James Comer is the chairman of the committee from Kentucky. Jim Jordan from Ohio. Let's see what they have to say. Initial reaction now.
Issued a lawful subpoena to the president's son that we expect him to come in and be deposed. This is a normal process in an investigation. This has been a serious, credible, transparent investigation from day one. We've published four bank memorandums. We've had countless press conferences. This is an investigation about public corruption at the highest levels. We have accumulated mountains of evidence that's concerning to an overwhelming majority of Americans. We have specific questions in there, and I think we're going to allow you in there to see the piles and piles of documents, of bank statements, of emails, of text messages that we've worked very hard on in this committee over the last 8 or 9 months. We expect to depose the president's son, and then we will be more than happy to have a public hearing with him. With that, I'll turn it over to Chairman Jordan.
Well, I would just echo what the chairman said. You know, we're disappointed that he didn't show up. I mean, he was just across the way at the Capitol. You think he could have come here and set the question. You do it in an open format now, you're going to get filibusters, you're going to get speeches, you're going to get all kinds of things. What we want is the facts. And the way you get the facts in every single investigation I've been involved in is you bring people in for an interview behind closed doors where you can get those facts. And then, as the chairman said, we'd love for him to come public. Finally, I would say this. Mr. Biden's counsel and the White House have both argued that the reason he couldn't come for a deposition was because there wasn't a formal vote for an impeachment inquiry. Well, that's going to happen in a few hours. We think it's going to pass. We think the House of Representatives will go on record with the power that solely resides in the House to say we are in an official impeachment inquiry phase of our oversight. And when that happens, we'll see what their excuse is then. They should have been here today, but once we take that vote, we expect him to come in for a for his interview, for his deposition. And frankly, we'll also, I think, look at contempt proceedings as we move forward. With that, we'll take your question.
Why not just call his bluff? I mean, he's here and he's obviously not wanting to sit for a deposition. This could be one chance to get to hear from him. Why not just call his bluff and see if he's willing to sit?
Because there's a way you do investigations and a way you're not. Everyone I've been involved with, from clear back to the IRS targeting conservatives, to Benghazi, to the impeachment people, everyone, you do it in a way where they come in for private. This is what the Democrats did. Don Jr. had to testify twice in a deposition setting, two different committees. But, oh, somehow that doesn't apply to the Biden family? That's not how it works in our country. It's supposed to be equal treatment, the same treatment under the law.
Known as how the media acted in that clip. The exact opposite of how they acted during the run-up to the impeachments of Donald Trump, when they never questioned any of the phony evidence put forth by the Democrats against President Trump. But now, all of a sudden, they're full of questions. Instead of presenting themselves as impartial, they almost sounded as if they had been, well, fed the questions ahead of time by Biden's attorneys. That's what you call bought and paid for, folks. And most Americans, well, they see right through it. One also has to wonder if the entire thing isn't a charade, mere theater meant for a winter of distraction, with Republicans knowing it will never result, well, in a full impeachment trial, much less a conviction. What do you think? Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. As I mentioned earlier, there are really two ways to support us. One is through our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. The other is by supporting our sponsors. One of our sponsors is Bella Grace, this elixir made of three very powerful ingredients. One is collagen, and collagen is not just for women. It's for men as well. Also, AstraZenithin. AstraZenithin actually won the Cognitive Award for 2022. And then Cat's Claw. Now, this is something I take twice a day. In fact, I just took it before beginning this news broadcast. I take it twice a day. Now, you don't need to take my word for it. You can go to melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com and read all the testimonials. But more importantly, I think you should read the some 80 clinical trials on the website. 80 clinical trials. You can read all about them at melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. She's the one that set this up for us, and they are now a sponsor. When you use that particular URL, they're able to track, well, the purchase, and then give a percentage back to us to support what we're doing. So that's why it's got that URL. It's important you use it if you want to support us. melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. If you go to worldviewtube.com, you can watch almost an hour interview I did with the man that spent 30 years developing it, who worked at three medical schools and trained some 4,000 doctors, Dr. Mark Miller. You can watch that entire interview at worldviewtube.com with him. Very interesting. Otherwise, check it all out if you would, please. melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. One of our other sponsors is The Wellness Company. That's Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe, among others. And you can get your family one of these for each family member with eight meds in here that treat a variety of issues. We're talking ivermectin, amoxicillin. For full details on exactly what's in this emergency kit and what it treats, all you got to do is go to the website twc.health/Brannon. If you use that URL, you also will save about $30. Plus, again, they're able to track that sale and give us a percentage to help fund this broadcast. twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. And now we're coming to the very end. Today is the 14th of December. So tomorrow, December 15th, is the end of all free shipping. So if you want to get free shipping on any items at MyPillow.com, that ends tomorrow, the 15th of December. So please order now at MyPillow.com/B66. MyPillow.com/B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more, including a sale on flannel sheets and kitchen towels. You can check it all out and save money and support us and get free shipping until midnight on the 15th by going to MyPillow.com/B66. And then finally, if you are interested in emergency supplies, food, and supplies as well, WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. Thank you for supporting our sponsors. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.